I'm glad y'all obeyed the Lord and sung that. I tried to get as much out as I could on here. Hey, man, some of that stuff, you can't tell it. Yeah. Hey, man, Sister Joanne.
I can't hardly wait.
Woo! Got me homesick already.
I'm ready to go.
Hey, man. Hallelujah. You never know what you're missing out on. You get right in the middle of it, boy, they fill my cup up. I get thinking about heaven, but every now and then I visit. Just by way of just like that right there, they're singing a song.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, buddy, I've heard about the place. I'm looking forward to one day doing more and hearing about it. I'm looking forward to getting there and enjoying the things of God. He said, enter thou into the joys of the Lord. And buddy, when we get there, it's going to get old. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Man, I tell you what, I'm spiritual. I like spiritual songs.
Right.
I've been running on empty long enough. I like getting filled every now and then. I like when it gets out of the banks every now and then, ma'am. Y'all done a good job singing that. Hallelujah. The world don't know nothing about that.
No, they don't.
Man, they need to, but they don't. Man, they don't go anywhere but where they need to go.
Yeah.
They'll listen to anything except what they need to hear. Man, they'll swallow anything but what they need, amen.
Right.
Amen.
Appreciate y'all being the Lord there. Man, oh man, hallelujah. That's good. I don't know about y'all, but that's good.
Yes, that's right.
Now I need some of that. Every now and then I kind of, you know, need to fill the old tank up. That's pretty good high octane stuff right there. Praise the Lord.
Brother Eddie, I'm praying that you'd bring out a real good message.
Well, I got a feeling it's getting ready to get on, brother. I don't know what in the world has been going on this week, but God's been speaking to me like I've got a revival coming up somewhere. I never had so many messages come. I wrote down messages here, messages there, and I said, Lord, there's surely some reason for all this. I don't know. Somebody said, Brother Hodges got up, first time he ever got to preach, said, I've got so many messages, I never will preach them all, preach them all, one message. I don't know.
Amen.
I'm glad God puts wind in your sail.
Amen.
I can't sail without wind, you know what I mean? I'm telling you what, brother, when he gets that wind in my sail, I'm ready to take off. I mean, I'm ready to go. I love preaching, amen, but I really like when God gets it.
Amen.
I got singing right there, buddy. Just want to soak it up, sop it up. I don't know about y'all, I used to get my bread down there and sop it up and feed this whole mug, amen.
Amen.
I like sopping, amen. Hallelujah, that was good. I didn't know if Joanne was going to make it through it. Now, I seen her filling up. I thought, boy, I'm glad I got this recorder going. I could tell, buddy, it was becoming real to her. She's sitting there thinking about kicking up a little gold. You know, we've heard about it. Praise God, we're going to see it one day.
Amen.
You know what Jesus said? He said, if it wasn't so, I told you.
Yes,
he did. One thing God can't do, he can't lie, Mark.
That's right.
I can't. I come out of the womb speaking lies. That's what the Bible said. We come out of the womb speaking lies. But the Bible said in Hebrews 6 verse 18, it's impossible for God to lie.
Yeah, that's right.
In Titus chapter 1 verse 2, God who cannot lie,
promised.
We got exceeding, great, precious promises. God's word. Praise God, one day God is fulfilled. He's going to say,
amen.
Hey, I got something for you here.
Yeah,
you know what you're going to say? You're going to say like that Queen of Sheba, hey, ain't been told. You're going to say, that wasn't nothing.
Amen.
New Bible!
Right.
I got an old dog out there at the barn. I didn't take time, but I need to. I got an old dog out there at the barn, Brother Mitchell. And every now and then I let this dog loose. Right. He reminds me of Baptist getting to heaven. I mean, that dog will run till it rolls. I mean, run plumb over its nose, roll about four times, get up, take off again. I said, you remind me of Baptist getting to heaven. I mean, that dog, he'll run so fast, he can't keep from falling. I mean, run plumb over his nose, roll about four or five times around. Well, let me tell you something else about that dog. I like to watch him remind me of Baptist going to heaven, but just for all this cold spell hit, I made that dog a new dog house out of a blue 55-gallon plastic barrel. I took my saw, sawed that front out, and I put me a big old 2x6 across the front there with some screws so it wouldn't rock, and so I could put the straw in there and stay in there, and then I put a real nice flap, you know, for it to go in there.
Right.
Now, Mark, I set that out there in that dog's pen, and it backed up and looked at that. Uh-oh. I watched that dog hair bristling up on its back, and I'm sitting there watching. I'm an observer, Rita. And I watched that dog ease up on this thing. And I mean, you could tell it's ready to run. And it'd stick that nose up there and back up, you know. And it'd stick that nose right up there at that door and back up. And I'm over there. I wish I had a camera. I wish I had a film.
Yeah.
But when it finally stuck its nose in that thing and realized that it was for it, mind me, back when I was lost before I got in, you know what I mean? That's the way I was. I stand offish, you know. I wasn't about to go in the house of God. I wasn't about to go in here in good news. I mean, I thought I was all right like it was. But I tell you what, once that dog finally figured out what was behind that door, when it finally figured out that good warm hay and that brand new dog house, hey, like that dog like me, I got in, amen.
Amen.
It's so funny.
Right.
I said, oh boy, you remind me back before I got in church, all the excuses I gave, all of the things, you know, that I hate to admit kept me from getting saved at an early age.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get our Bible this morning. I want to preach today. Luke chapter number 15, what a pleasure and what a privilege it is to stand for the Word of God in this day and hour. I don't know if you know or not, but we've become a crooked, perverse generation.
Yes.
We've become an ungodly, selfish, rebellious generation. God still loves us, still rich to all, still wonders what it's going to take, but He hasn't changed. We have. We just had a president get elected on one word, change.
Right.
God, did we ever fall for that? I think I still got more change than what he had. Had three or four nickels in there. But he promised change, and it was the wrong kind of change.
That's right.
Amen. We got one now, one put America first. I'm all for that. I don't know about y'all. I hate to get political here.
Amen.
But I don't know if we remember tonight, but God gave us this country.
Yeah.
And it's a blessed country. It's a land of milk and honey. It's about time we woke up and realized who we are, where we are, and how it came to be. Somebody said, they took us away from the Indians. No, they didn't.
Right.
Y'all may not know this, but Geronimo got saved. He's a savage.
Yeah.
He never got saved if they hadn't brought the gospel over here. You know when Columbus' diary, Mark, he set sail for the furtherance of the gospel. Do you know that? Now, they ain't going to teach you that in school. Man, they're trying to move all these monuments. You know, there's one of them carved on the side of a hill. And I come in this morning, I said, like to see them rebels move that one.
Right.
Man, oh man, we can learn from mistakes if we'll let
it.
One thing about it, you won't repeat them if you're, you know what?
That's right.
I bump my head. Can y'all tell I ain't got no hair? I bump my head a few times.
Right.
You know what? Every time I do, I remember that. Next time I go, I duck.
Right.
I don't want to remove that. I just want to remember to duck.
Right. That's right.
But if I forget to duck, all of a sudden I'm reminded. That's one thing about them monuments.
Uh-huh.
We don't make any mistakes. We learn from them. They're trying to remove them. Removing them will cause you to repeat them.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to get off this politics. Let's get in the message this morning. Luke chapter 15. I'm going to read 24 verses again. Starting in and by the way, this is a parable. I don't know what it is about the prodigal son, but everybody in their brother has been preaching about the prodigal son. And I just heard a preacher last night. He said, by the way, this wasn't a parable. Well, it is.
Yeah.
If you back up a little bit, you notice it's in line a whole bunch of parables that he made. But anyway, this is the parable of the lost son. Let's find verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them. You get that? Did you see that word them?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You really got to take the word of God, kind of read it kind of slow. Because if you don't, you'll think he divided unto him, his living. But he divided unto both of them. He's got a Pharisee older brother, and we ain't going to preach on him, but he can read about him starting in verse 25. And he thinks, buddy, he's a pedigree son, perfect son. But anyway, he's just a Pharisee. But anyway, he divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Must have been Antifa. I don't know. But anyway, when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. That's not a good place for a Jewish boy to be, but that's where he is. And sometimes your decision will put you in this same predicament.
Right.
But look at verse 16. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk, not the corn, the husk. Have you ever shuck corn? Mm-hmm. That's what he's ready to eat, them husks. Right. That's pretty hungry.
Yeah.
He would have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And I like this verse right here. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hard servants of my father's house, of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hard servants. And he arose. I like that verse 20. Matter of fact, we're going to really hammer on that here in a minute. He arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran, fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they begin to be merry. I'm preaching on the second half of the message I started last week on Have You Had Your Fill? Pray with me. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us to gather in your house. We thank you for that beautiful song, Lord, that Joanne and Rita and Carolyn and Sharon just shared with us. Lord, it sure stirred my heart. Peter said, I thank you, brethren, while I'm in this tabernacle to stir you up by way of remembrance. I like being stirred. Lord, that stirred me. That done me some good. I'm glad for songs like that. I'm glad, Lord, for a day, Lord, when all of our troubles are going to be over. All of our tears are going to be gone. And we're going to be able to enjoy the things that God has prepared for those that love Him and look to His appearing. Lord, I'm looking forward to that day and hastening the day that you come for us. But Lord, until then, you told us to occupy until you come. Bless the preaching of your word. Help us, Lord. I confess, Lord, my inability. But I also confess, Father, the ability. Peter said, let every man minister as the Lord gives the ability. And Lord, you so many times have supplied that ability. And through you, I've been able to deliver your message to your people. And I've always, Lord, given you all the praise and all the glory. And Lord, today I pray you'll do it again. In Jesus' name we'll ask it. Amen. Okay, on this Super Bowl Sunday, when so many people, the Bible said in the last days there'll be lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God.
Right.
I wonder how many churches today feel an effect of that verse today. How many have some teas? How many people made that a decision? But thank God we didn't. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Man, I don't know about y'all, but I didn't get into late, and I'm still trying to make up. You realize this year, Miranda, I'll be saved 31 years.
Amen. Amen.
I was 34 years old when I got saved. I'm hoping to balance the books. Amen. Hey, if God be willing, maybe a little bit more for God than I did for myself, the world, and the devil. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, February the 20th this year, your preacher will be 65 years old. And by that date, I'll be 31 years saved.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm glad there's a day that God had on the calendar of God that an old drunk named Anyway could come to himself,
that's
could
right.
come to the Father's house to find bread and fish and a spare. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, listen, have you had your fill? You know what? A good bumpy boat ride's good sometimes. There was some disciples one day in a ship, and Jesus told them to head to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They had a bumpy boat ride.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
You know why a bumpy boat ride's good, Rita? She always sits right here. I mean, you're talking about the perfect target. She's sitting right here. David just kind of bowed his head. He said, not me today. He said, I got a fever. You know what's good about a bumpy boat ride? It makes you take action.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, here's what I mean. I fell down the road one day, and I had a flat tire.
Right.
I had me a spare, Brother Mitchell.
Yeah.
And I put that spare on there and let that jack down. It was flatter than the one I took off. You see what I mean? A good bumpy boat ride will let you know what you got. I'm going to get me a new sticker for back of my car. You know what I'm going to put on there? You see me one got baby on board, I'm going to put Jesus on board.
Yeah, that's right.
Be careful, I got Jesus on board.
Yeah.
I'm going to have one made up. I may have a whole truckload of Jesus on board.
Yeah.
Don't leave the house without him, amen. But their disciples, buddy, when the waves got to hitting up on that ship, they got fearful. They had to work. These were seasoned sailors, Carolyn.
Right.
These weren't novices like me. They know how. I've got a friend, Donnie. He's useless in a boat. I mean, I can scull a boat. I'm taking it for granted. He can't push off the bank without falling in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I tell him, I say, you go ahead and get in the boat, Donnie, and I'll push us out. And I say, just drag your stick.
Right.
Keep the back end boat coming around. I'll paddle us. And I've got a troll motor right now. But anyway, these are seasoned sailors. And they've launched. Sharon,
right.
And there's a storm out there. And they're fearful. And you know what? In one case, they had Jesus on board. They woke him up.
Yeah.
But in this case, Jesus came to their rescue. I don't know if they sent out a 911 or what, but he come walking on the water.
Yeah,
but you know what? It's good to have what you need when you need it. But you never know what you got until you have a bumpy boat ride and say, at last, we perish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say here. This boy here, he got in some trouble. And he may have left in pride. I don't know. It don't say that he did. But let me say this. He's now hit the bottom.
Yeah.
I stuck my head in a car yesterday. Some of y'all know about this. Some of you don't. And I stuck my head in a car yesterday. There was five people in this car, but one of them was just a young child, just an infant child with a pacifier in her mouth. You know what I did, Joanne? I stuck my head in that car and I said, how many people in this car are saved?
Uh-huh.
Now, the Bible does say the righteous are bold as a lion. That's pretty bold, you know what I mean? But you know why I did that, Mark?
Amen.
See, I sold this boy a car and we drove it. I drove it, he drove it. We didn't drive like you, Miranda. We drove it down slow. But anyway, he signed to buy it. Anyway, I sold it to him for $500. And he called me the next day and he said, Brother Eddie, he said, would you mind me getting in that car back and you give my $500 back? He said, the oil pressure dropped on. I said, no problem at all. I'll be glad to. I'll come tomorrow and give you money back. So I knew I had a leg stand on, bitch. I had $500 bills in my pocket.
Right.
So it wasn't like they was going to roll the window up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I woke up there at that car, Phyllis. And I stuck my head in that car and I said, how many people in this car are saved? And there was a girl back there in the back there, and she said, you know, I need to get saved. I've been in all kinds of trouble. I said, that's just the Lord trying to get your attention.
That's right.
You
right.
know, until someone gets in trouble,
right.
We don't start seeking a refuge
that's
for our soul.
Right.
The psalm that said in Psalm 119, verse 78, he said, it's good for me that I've been afflicted.
Yeah, right.
Verse 77, he said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But then you get on, I think, about verse 79, and he said, Lord, I know that thou and thy faithfulness has afflicted me. You know, trouble's a good thing. This young boy, he's made a lot of careless mistakes. One mistake he made, he left the father's house.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah,
and
right.
They need to do like this boy, and he'd come to Seb, come back.
Right.
But anyway, he made a lot of mistakes. Not only did he leave the father's house, but he wasted his substance and ride and sliving, and then guess what? A great famine came.
Right.
You know, it may come again. Yes. I don't know. That's why he need to lay up. We got food everywhere. You think we're going to have World War III in my house? I mean, my wife, she's got water stored up. And anyway, you do a young lay up a little. The Bible talks about learning from the ant. The ant, they lay up their food, you know, in season, and then when they need it, there it is. You ever watch a squirrel? I mean, they put them, they'll burn them and put them in a tree and everything. I don't know if they ever eat them or not, but they sure think ahead, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You're right.
I don't know if they remember whether they burn them or not, but anyway, I got to get on with this. I'm really enjoying this message, and I'm going to try my best to get on through it here. But he's hit bottom. I don't know that he left in pride, but I do know he's hit bottom. And when you hit bottom, you will look up.
Amen. Right.
Somebody said an old hog underneath an old oak tree eating the acorns may not ever look up. That's still where the acorns come from. You know what I mean? Every now and then we need to look up. The Bible does tell us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Every now and then it's good just to look up and say, praise God, one day I'm going up. I'll be Russians that cost my life. We got astronauts. God's got wolves mouths. I'll be even cold with God. And he was now because God took him. Amen.
Yeah, right.
I ain't never been nowhere, but I'm going somewhere.
Right.
Good preaching.
Man, oh man, I'm going for anybody's ever been. They think they can make a head in my spaceship. I got news for them. They can get all the Challengers. They can get all of the, what do you call them, space stations that branch out and make it to Mars. I'm going further, Mars, Rita.
Right.
I'm going all the way.
Hey.
Somebody told a preacher friend of mine, Jack Lasher. He said, Jack, you need to get one of them newfangled Bibles. And Jack said, what do you do that for? He said, well, it'll take you a little further. He said, well, this will take me to heaven. He said, yeah. He said, well, that's where I'm getting off at. Amen. So, Brother Jack, he done graduated this life, but he's still on my prayer list. I'm still praying for his wife. But this boy has hit bottom. Listen, when you hit bottom, you'll come to yourself.
That's right.
You'll start looking. And you know what? If nothing else, you'll start thanking the Lord for what you had.
That's right.
Amen. Saul, before he came, Apostle Paul, that chosen vessel to carry the gospel to the uttermost parts of this earth and to start all the churches that he started. You know what he said one day? He said, O king, at midday.
That's right.
He said, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun. I'm glad God got my way, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
I was on my way to hell. If he hadn't got my way, I'd have made it. I couldn't find no way around him. A lot of people do try to find a way around him. I told this in Sunday school this morning. I feel like maybe I ought to say it again. But they say you don't find a church, you know, where you feel comfortable. I'm glad I found one where I didn't feel comfortable.
Right.
Can you imagine sitting in a church lost, leaving lost? Man, I'm telling you, he rocked my boat good. I got mad. I thought my wife told him everything I've ever done. We get home, she's had it. And he kept on, I thought, who's he think he is? We used to carpool together. I want to hit him in the mouth on the way out the door. They had to help me out. I tell you, he rocked my boat. Amen.
That's right.
I go to church. I don't want to go to a funeral home. I don't want to go to an ice rink with icicles on the pulpit and skate rink on the floor. Man, I want to hear the word of God. His words are fire.
Amen.
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 Oh, I got to get some women to help me out here in just a minute. I'll let you know when. I'll give you a cue here. But this chosen vessel of God, he said at midday, O king, talking to King Agrippa.
Yeah.
He said, I saw in the way a light from heaven. Acts 26, verse 13. And I thank God, God got my way and kept me going to heaven. Praise God. This young boy came to himself. Praise God, old brother Eddie came to himself. But now listen, this boy's thinking again. He ain't put really no thought about tomorrow. I'm telling you, buddy, all he's doing, you know, a lot of people just live for today. They don't even think about tomorrow. Right. And they just live it up. Well, he's lived it up. He's hit bottom. He's on empty. He's thinking right again. Oh, by the way, he's doing the math instead of the math for our day and time. Amen.
Amen.
You might get that on the slow train.
Yeah.
I went to the dentist one time. He said, "What's your biggest concern?" And I said, "Pain." He gave me about 5 shots of Novocaine. It's 3 days before I drink water. I mean, I didn't know I even had a lip, much less a mouth. He said, "Can you feel that?" And I said, "What?" He said, "Well, we're ready." I mean, I pour water in my mouth and it just run out. I didn't know I even had a mouth, a lower lip or nothing. Well, that's where the world, they think somehow if they take enough drugs, they can somehow dim the spirit of condemnation. They can somehow have peace.
Yeah.
Look, just get the real peace.
Right.
Not little prince of peace. Get it fixed up. Quit making excuses. Quit going the way of transgressors. Go immediately get it fixed up.
Amen. That's right.
I said, I stuck my head in that car yesterday. Maybe I didn't finish it. I said, "Is anybody here saved?" There's a young girl back there in the back. She said, "I've been getting in a lot of trouble." She said, "I believe I need to get saved." And I said, "Yes, you do." That young boy back there, her brother, I guess. I said, "What about you, buddy?" He said, "I go to church." I said, "Where?" He said, "Methodist. Wesley Methodist Church." I said, "You saved?" He said, "I got baptized." I said, "I didn't ask that." I said, "Are you saved?"
Right.
He said, "Well,
I don't
really know." I said, "Well, you're the only one that can answer it. I can't answer for you. Are you saved?"
Right.
He just kind of backed off a little there because he didn't know he was saved either.
That's right.
And I asked her mother. I said, "What about you?" She just looked down. She wouldn't say nothing. And I turned to this guy. I said, "What about you?" And he doesn't like her. He just looked down. I said, "All y'all need to go to church tomorrow."
That's
I sent them to Bethel Baptist Church, and we had prayer last night. Rick said, "They've been getting in a lot of trouble." I said, "Well, if you get to be too much trouble, send them out there to Landmark. We'll build an engine right there." I can use a little trouble, amen. I can use a little trouble. Y'all are the best church ever. I tell them, I said, "This won't be death out there."
Right.
Man, I'll take a little trouble every now and then if it gets out of hand. I'll get this old Bible out. I'll show you how to handle trouble. But anyway, this boy here, out of his circumstances, has got him thinking right. His circumstances, and in that car, there was a lot of circumstances, kind of like what I'm preaching about today. His circumstances are helping him to get in the real world, if you understand what that means.
Yeah.
Now, here's why I need my girl to help me. Hey, he's getting hungry. My wife used to get up early in the morning. She started fixing the meal. She'd be in there, you know, a little salt. I didn't know she put sugar in there. Can you believe that? She put a little salt, a little sugar in there. I didn't know cornbread had sugar in it. Man, I love cornbread. She seasoned that thing up, Rita, and the aroma of that meal, it started getting out of the house. And neighbors, come on, what y'all got? I don't care. I want some of it. You know what I mean? That's the way I want my preaching to be. I was better get an amen.
Amen.
Girl, you gonna say amen?
Amen.
Look, I married my wife 43 years ago. When I sat down at her table, I knew right there I was going to marry you.
Amen.
I cooked my
Amen.
My mother, friend, that day had my wife cook all the meals for the family reunion. Man, I like to eat. I don't know about y'all, but listen,
Amen.
When I go to church, I want a good meal. Amen.
Amen.
Just like the reunion. Hey, my pastor and I, we both up early this morning. What are we doing? We were preparing a meal. I tried to season it up with a little salt. I tried to sweeten it up with a little sugar. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
The Bible says, "Let your speech be seasoned with grace." That's not like sugar.
Amen.
You'll put a little grace
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
And a little bit of law in there, a little salt in there. You know, a good meal. Man, I go to church, I want to get fed. This boy's hungry. He's hungry.
Amen.
Here. And we got no younger women here, do we? Well, I don't consider Miranda young. She done got a husband. But these other women, y'all need to get on board and learn how to cook.
Seize
that thing up. My wife, she put a stick of butter in there. I can walk and eat butter, I mean better than anything.
There you go.
No matter what she cooks, she'll take a chicken and put a stick of butter on it. I'll tell you what, buddy. As you can tell, it's working. Hey, man.
That's right.
Hey, I'm all about eating. This boy's hungry. He's remembering. Hey, they got plenty to eat. The dad's house.
That's right.
You know what to bring them home? One of them good old home cooked meals.
Yeah, yeah, well.
Man, they get down, that stomach's a growling.
Right.
You can be in denial all you want to be, but when it gets to growling, and you get a thinking, man, I ain't eaten a long time. Man, it sure was good where I left. You know what, bring them home, Sarah? Man, they get to think about how she just had a granddaughter come home.
Yeah.
They get to think about how good it was. You know what, they'll come home.
They're
like,
they're like
what they call them.
You're right.
Pigeons, what they call them.
Amen.
One of them, I forgot what they call them, some kind of pigeon that goes out and comes back to Eastland. They don't care what they call them. Home and pigeons. Yeah. Yeah, man. I can't believe these women's so silent. Hey, you got seasoning meals. You got to put a little something in there. Salt on it, amen.
There you go.
Put a little salt on that thing. Hey, spread that burn good.
Amen.
Hey, this bull's hungry. This is kind of good that he's hungry. That's one of the determining factors here. He's hungry, amen. He's remembering. He's considering. In 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3, there's four lepers there. And they're hungry. You know, when you're hungry, you know the five odds.
That's right.
You know what they did, Mark? They said, why sit we here? If we sit here, we're going to die.
Yeah.
He said, let's just go surrender to the Syrians. Let's go surrender to the Syrians. They kill us. We just die.
Right.
But if we sit here, we're for sure going to die. You know what they did, Mitchell?
Yes.
They got up and they walked down there.
Right.
And these Syrians, God had sent a big dream during the night. And they left. I mean, they run plumb out of their shoes. They left everything behind.
Right.
And these lepers came down there, and they eat till they couldn't move. And they said, we do not good here. I mean, there's so much here. Our people are starving. Let's go tell them.
That's right.
That's right.
See, sometimes you just got to get up and move.
That's right.
You can't just sit there.
That's right.
And it got on that singing this morning. I'd have missed that if I hadn't showed up. You know what I mean?
Right.
But anyway, them lepers got up and moved. Now let me throw a little humor in here. The old prophet got up and he said, this time tomorrow shall a barley of wheat be sold for a shekel. And the king had an advisor sitting there beside him. You know what he said, Karen? He said, maybe if the windows of heaven was open, it might be. And you know what that preacher said? You know, God's not my hope.
Yeah.
You know what that preacher said? He said, you're going to see the genuine lead of it. He didn't,
right,
buddy.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what, that makes me think twice about mocking God. I mean,
right.
Here he is, he's hungry, the king's hungry, the people's hungry, the leper's hungry, but they got up and moved, and when they went up and moved, they eat, they come to hold others, they eat, but this guy that mocked, he didn't eat a five, amen.
Right.
You can miss out if you ain't careful.
Right.
Right.
Hey, this boy,
amen.
Man, he got going. I like it, verse 20. That's what I told you there. He arose. He got going, amen. You can't stay there. You got to get up and get going. He got going. You got to wake up. You got to get up. You got to get going, amen. He's not giving up like me to do.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen these people have these pity parties. You ever seen them?
Yeah.
They blame everybody but themselves.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Brother Mitchell. He's in home. There's so many prodigals out there today just like him that need to just get up and go back home. Thank God he didn't give up. Thank God he did get up. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of them do. They matter of fact, they just don't make it back.
Right.
But I'm glad in this story made it back. You know what? Like I said, I don't know that he left in pride. I don't know. They don't really say that. But I know one thing. He's coming back, buddy. He's pretty humble. He's pretty low. He's pretty desperate, Rita. I heard a story one time about a young preacher got up preaching. Like most preachers, he's full of himself, Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
He got up there behind the pulpit. You know what he said? He got up there and said, I don't need your prayers.
No.
Hey, after he got up there and made such a mess, took his beating, he come down in tears, an older preacher with some sense about him, some white hair on his head. He got up there, you know what he said? You know what he said, Brother Mitchell? He said, young man, if you'd have come up like you went down, God could have used you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Somehow we're so full of ourselves that God has to humble us.
Right.
Just so, praise God, he can use us.
Yeah.
But this young man, he left, and he left for all the wrong reasons, but he's coming back because, buddy, he ain't got nothing left.
Right.
I mean, he's down to nothing. Huh? He's
right. That's right.
Man, oh man. Yeah, that young preacher might have met a lot of people I know.
Right.
Man, some of that humble pie. And I've eaten some of it, don't get me wrong. Oh my, I've eaten my share of humble pie. Matter of fact, every now and then my wife, she'll cut me half the pie. She said, "Here, have a humble pie."
Oh,
she tells me all the time, "You was wrong." I said, "Yeah, but I don't need you to tell me."
Right.
She's second in command. Ain't like I'd do anything about it, you know. When I'm gone, she steps up. When I come, she steps down. But she don't step down all that far. She's right there to remind me of everything I did wrong. "You was wrong. He's just like you. That's the way he was." I said, "I know it. I don't need you to remind me."
That's right.
I went over to help my son this week. His gas furnace quit working. And I went over there. Like I said, I'll be 65 this month. But I had never had this happen before. I got down on that cold, wet ground. Anybody with any sense would put down a piece of cardboard, but I didn't. I put my knee down that ground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what about it. My knee's been hurt about 3 days now, and I'm sitting there thinking, "Oh boy, you ain't young as you used to be.
Right.
You gotta pay more attention. I'll put down cardboard next time. I'll take my coat off next time I have to."
Right.
Man, that whatever it is he got in that knee, I've been feeling that.
Yeah, right.
I was hoping, man, you know how I tried to help him. She said, "That's just the way you used to be." I said, "Okay, but you don't have to tell me. I already knew that. Ain't no sense rubbing it in, you know what I mean?"
Right.
Well, I guess that young boy probably thought his father was going to do him kind of like that, and that may have been a factor why it took him so long. But I will say this, the deck was stacked against him.
Right.
It wasn't like he could get out of this, Mark.
Right.
It wasn't like he had an alternative, like he had somewhere else to go. You know the world, they try to find somewhere else to go.
Right.
Sadly, the world tries to give them somewhere else to go.
Right.
Man, I was telling Brother Ed this morning, I said, "Boy, I had parents make me walk the line."
Yeah, boy.
"Ren, I don't know how you do your boy, but I tell you what my mama did. She said, 'You get her and clean your bedroom up. And when you get that done, you come and help me these dishes.' I didn't like it, but I needed it."
That's right.
They taught me responsibility.
That's right.
Yeah, there wasn't none of this right here or none of that right there. It was, but I mean, she come in there and inspected my bedroom.
Amen.
It wasn't none of this, but I'll tell you what. She looked, made sure I'd done it. And I go take a bath. She jerked her arm up. She said, "What's that rust back here?" I said, "What rust?" She said, "That one where you went and splashed the water on you, thought you'd get a bath." And she got there and she didn't help me next time. I was willing to take a bath myself. Man, she got there scrubbing on this monkey. I said, "Okay, Mom, I can do it by myself next time."
Hey.
They busted my behind more than once. I never got one I didn't deserve. There was a few times I may have got by.
Right.
Well, I'd give one, but I never got a one I didn't deserve.
Right.
Brother Mitchell, my mother and father have been gone a long time. Dad died in 2009. Mom died in 2005. You know what I love them more for anything they've done for me? You two boys, look at me real quick. You know what I love my mom and dad more for anything they've done for me? For loving me enough to bust my behind.
That's right.
I didn't like it at the time.
Yeah.
Made me
right.
mad.
Wrong.
Made me think, you know, that, you know, they didn't love me. Look, it takes a lot of love to get a boy up and beat his behind, try to get his attention, try to help him. They molded my character. Can't you tell? Look, it worked. They beat the tar out of me. That wasn't enough. They just ran to give another.
That's right.
I love my parents more. I didn't understand it at the time.
That's right.
But looking back, I knew it took a lot of love.
That's right.
Yes, it did.
To get me by the ear.
Right.
They pull a belt off, make me dance.
Right.
Because I was just, for lack of better words, I needed it. We don't see much of that today, but I'll tell you what, buddy, I'm glad it was in my day, man. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, that young preacher. He stepped down in tears. He stepped down broken. And that older preacher said, "Young man, if you'd have went up like you came down, God could have used you." Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, that God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. There was a mighty king named Nebuchadnezzar. And he thought he was somebody. God warned him, Mark. You know what he did? He went one and out the other here. But I'm going to tell you this, after he eat enough grass like a cow, and after his sanity finally came back, he said this. He said, "I know one thing. The Most High rules in the affairs of men, and those that walk in pride, he's able to obey." He said, "Yeah, I might have been king, but I wouldn't be king of kings." Let me tell you something. You eat a little bit of that grass out there, and you out there eating some humble pie. When you're out there chained to a stump, your people trying to figure out what's wrong with you. You realize, buddy, in Him you live, move, have your being. When you sent His Father come to Him, He started praising the God of heaven. He started saying things that made sense. And He said those that walk in pride, He's able to amaze the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Amen.
Goliath might have been 9 foot tall, but a little ruddy lad brought him down.
Right.
One stone. They say he had one place on his helmet there that was open, just big enough for that rock to fit in. David put it right in there.
That's right.
Brought him down. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm kind of enjoying this.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. Nebuchadnezzar said, those that walk in pride, He's able to abase. Daniel chapter 4, verse 37. Listen, when it seems hard to do the right thing, it's still a blessing when you do.
Right. That's right.
In so many ways, when he came to his father, he said, I'm sorry.
Right.
Now, you may not be able to say it exactly like he did. It's not that important that you get the right words together. What's important, Mark, he just said, I'm sorry, Dad. I wish I'd listened to you.
Right.
I wish that you boys, y'all really need to listen right here.
Amen.
You're the best environment you'll ever be in this life.
Amen.
They're watching out for
you,
buddy.
That's right.
This boy thought he had some friends. I heard him tell. I got friends, you know. I'll tell you what his friends did. He sent him up their feet hauled. That's what kind of friends he had.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Amen.
Yeah, you got friends, all right. As long as you got what they want, they're friends. You run out of money and find out what kind of friends you got.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Tell you what you do. You learn how to say, yes, ma'am. Yes, father. Yes, mother. Yes, sir. Learn how to do it. Goes a long way.
Yeah,
goes a long way.
Sure does. Right.
Learn how to say, is there anything I can do to help you, mom?
Yeah.
Well, learn the hard way. You know, it wasn't easy coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
This wasn't no joy walk.
That's right.
I'm going to guess he probably dragged little feet there, you know. Maybe a little heel digging there, you know. Y'all ever try to load a mule? That's about where he was going back.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, he's sitting down. He's trying to do everything. Boy, he doesn't need to go. He's finally there. So many words. He said, I'm sorry.
Right.
You know what happened to him, Brother Mitchell? Now, y'all about to help me here. He got a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He seen him in church. You need a hug. He got a hug.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Everybody needs a hug sometime.
He got a kiss.
Yeah.
Right.
He got a kiss.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on, brother.
And he's needing it.
Yes.
He's been down the hall now.
Right.
He got some clothes, Carolyn.
Bless it.
Think about this. Think about what his boy's been.
Right.
Now he's finally arrived. His father seen him way off right in front of his neck. Give him a kiss.
Right. Amen.
He said, I guess he had rags on him, I don't know. I know one thing, probably stunk. I fed hogs, I know how to smell.
Yes, they do.
I remember getting out of my grandfather, he'd get down, here they come. We dump it out there and they just eat it up.
That's right.
Yeah. He probably stunk. Father said, go get some clothes. Put them on.
Right.
He said, put some shoes on him.
Yeah, right.
I went to prayer meeting last night and I had these shoes on. I didn't notice this morning, but can you kind of tell they about had it? I didn't see that till this morning. I ain't got no problem wearing that. You know what I mean? But I didn't see that till this morning. I looked at the morning, I said, thank God I got a pair of shoes. They ain't got a hole in the bottom of them yet. 3 days, I haven't had soles put on the bottom of them. You know what then he said? Now he went home. He got a hug.
Yeah.
He got a kiss. He got some clothes.
Aww.
He got a ring. You know what that ring did? That made him important again.
Yeah, that's right.
He always was important, Dayton. He had learned the hard way how important he was. He always was important. He's looking at the ring saying,
right.
I'm important again.
Yeah.
He might have been a castaway down there in the far country. No man may not have gave him up down in the far country. Right. He saw that ring now. Listen, how much you need, what you want. Pick anything you want out. It's all yours. Help yourself.
Amen.
That ring meant something.
Yeah, it did.
You know what else, Brother Mitchell? He got some steak.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Take your way and say, let's go in there. Ryan.
Ryan
and Lisa. Yeah, baby. Yeah, that's the scene that I've seen made in this church. He said, let's go to Ryan. I got some faith in there. Hey, listen, you got some faith. They killed that baby calf. You know what a cow is? It's full of steak. He got some faith.
Yeah.
He's sitting there saying, man, I'm glad I come home. Amen. He's eating steak now. He ain't trying to think about eating corn husks. He's eating steak.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
But you know what would happen if he hadn't come himself? You know what would happen if he hadn't came home? He'd have probably perished.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'd have found him.
Amen.
Somebody said, boy, it'd been better if he went home. Right. I don't know why they do like they do, but they're like an old mule. You just got to drag them back.
That's right.
Right.
Me or waiting on him.
Right.
Clothes waiting on him. Shoes waiting on him. That ring was status of me and Buddy. Hey, my father, I'm his son. He put his ring on my finger. That meant something, Ed.
Yes, it did.
Back then, Dave, you show that ring, they said, well, you want how much? Hey, we'll deliver it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That ring meant something. This story's got a good ending. I ain't done yet.
Amen.
You know what else? You know what else he got, Carolyn?
Amen.
Music and dancing. You see that next verse there? I didn't know that prodigal. But look at that next verse there. That older son, he heard the music.
Yeah, right.
I can't even play a radio, but I like those that can. Amen. Hey, his older brother, he heard the music. He heard the dancing. He got jealous. They get jealous all they want.
Right.
They're rejoicing.
Right.
He came home.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Man, what a homecoming. We'll have a homecoming again this year. If the Lord is willing and allows it to last that long.
Right. Amen.
But you know what we can do with that homecoming? We can rejoice.
Yeah. That's right.
We can remember joy. Things of God that are freely given to us.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah. You have the best environment you in right now, but it's cold out there. You know, this guy, son, I put a little bit in there. He found out real quick. It's cold out there. See, all his buddies said, boy, we'll have a good time. His good time lasted about that long.
Amen.
Oh, my. We'll stop right there. Father, we thank you for the privilege to deliver this message. Lord, how the world needs to hear this message. Lord, the world is in such disarray, Lord. They're missing out. They just won't let God be God.
Yes.
I pray for them. I pray they'll be like this boy come to themselves. I pray, Lord, they'll realize what they've been missing out on. I pray they get in on it. And I pray they'd come up here and shout the roof off.
Yes.
Mind us what we sometimes are careless to forget, just how wonderful good God is. The psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
And Lord, I'm glad I got in the buffet line. I sup with you and feast with you and enjoy the things of God with you. And I'm glad, Lord, you're willing, Lord, to give them. I thank you for every blessing that can't be numbered for multitude. I thank you for all the things, Lord, you bestow upon me. You daily load me benefits. Bless these people. I don't know, Lord, the needs here. You do. I'm just a messenger boy, but I've delivered this message. Whatever needs to be done,
yes.
May the hand of God be the one that does it. And may the glory be given to God. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's get everybody to stand, please, and get the song leader and the piano player, please, and maybe sing a verse of invitational hymn. And if somebody needs to do something, by all means, this is your time. I'm done with my part.